Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. Are you tired of struggling day after day to reach your financial goals with no success? Do you want to know how to use God's Word as a roadmap to reach your financial destiny? Then this is the show for you. Your host is none other than Sherry Gray, one of America's leading financial coaches. As a host and financial coach, Sherry has helped thousands of individuals and families nationwide, taking them from where they are to where they need to be financially. For the next hour, you will be armed with the knowledge to achieve victory in your finances. You will hear firsthand how Sherry uses biblical principles to teach you how to budget, eliminate debt, and save for your future. And Sherry does it all with a mom's touch, not telling you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And now, here's your host, the Money Mom, Sherry Gray.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray. I am so honored and blessed to be with all of you yet again. I know it's been a while since my last broadcast. I've been super, super busy, but I wanted to have the show to celebrate something, you know, a milestone in the show that I'm so proud of that I couldn't have done without all of you listening in live and listening to the podcast of the recordings of the show. And that's why I named the show what I named it. This show is called Virtual Party Celebrating Over 100,000 Downloads. I am so excited. I check my downloads periodically, and when I saw that I was approaching 100,000 downloads, I was excited. But when I actually reached that milestone, I thank God for that, because this show started in 2009 from a single book that my sister recommended that I read. It's called The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. I'm sure a lot of you know the book, that you know that he is a Christian financial advisor, and it just sparked my passion for talking about money, talking about finances, and it inspired me to get my own family's finances in order, which resulted in me wanting to share what I had learned and what helped my family with other people, other individuals, other families. And as a result, I started this show. I am a certified personal finance counselor right now, and I've been helping families through individual consultations, through my blog, through this show. I've been helping families and individuals for over 5 years. I just want to thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for just supporting the show by whether you've called in, whether you listened in live, whether you've downloaded the podcast, whatever you've done to make this possible. I just want to say thank you right now. Just thank God that he gave me this platform to share the little bit of knowledge that I've learned from what I've read in the Bible, from what I've learned from education, to share it with you. And hopefully you've gotten something out of what I've said over the past 4 years that I've been doing the show. I'm so excited. The scripture for this show is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. And it says, good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. And I love that scripture because it's all about legacy. And that is what I teach people, financial legacy. And I don't know if a lot of you know my background, but I want to give you a snippet of I've already kind of given you a little bit of how I got started, but I wanted to really give you an idea of who I am and where I came from. I was actually born in Laurel, Mississippi, and I attended and graduated from the University of Southern Mississippi. I relocated to the Prince William County, Virginia area with my husband in 1996. Been here a really long time. Lived in Virginia almost as long as I lived in Mississippi at this point. My passion for personal finance began during my childhood, and I use the lessons that I learned from my childhood and apply them to my own family's finances. My passion for finance was further ignited after reading a book that my sister recommended to me called The Total Money Makeover. That book led me into an in-depth study of financial scriptures, which reinforced my belief that God's word is the key to financial success. It was then that I made a commitment to use that financial knowledge to positively impact the lives of individuals and families worldwide. I often speak to adult groups, youth groups, and families, coaching them on strategies to change their financial destinies for the better. I'm, of course, the host of this show, the Money Mom Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm also the editor-in-chief of the Money Mom Newsletter, an author, blogger as well, the Money Mom Deals blog, and author of the ebook Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less. In my ebook, I talk about the steps that my husband and I take every day to, number one, live on less than we make, and number two, to not use credit. We've done that for the past 5 years, so that's what that ebook covers. My broad range of services offers everything from budgeting, debt elimination, saving for college, retirement, mortgage elimination, estate planning, and small business planning, and I'll talk about that later in the hour. My teachings and approach are always founded upon the biblical principles from the Word of God. As I mentioned before, I am a certified personal finance counselor, so I'm not just someone on here talking about money, talking about finances. I have not only studied on my own, but I know that education is vital to receive and to always be gaining more knowledge, so that when I speak to you, when I speak on the show, when I speak to individuals and families one-on-one, that I can be knowledgeable. Right now, I currently live in Manassas, Virginia, with my husband of almost 18 years. We'll be married 18 years, January 3rd. So excited about that. And my two daughters, Ashley and Lauren. You can call in this hour with any questions that you have, or if you just have comments about how the Money Mom Show has helped you. Either way, you can call in this hour at area code 347-996-3266, and anyone that calls in with a question or comment will receive a special virtual party favor. It is a free Financial Legacy System Gold membership. What I am excited, I'm so excited about this. The scripture that I read earlier at the top of the hour, top of the show, was Proverbs 13:22, which talks about legacy. And what I have created based on my years of experience and knowledge is the Financial Legacy System. I'm so excited about this. It is an all-encompassing system that will take you from A to Z in regards to everything you need to do financially to get yourself and your family on the right track to meeting your financial goals, whatever it is that may be. So I want to tell you a little bit about the Gold membership, which is a part of the Financial Legacy System. With the Gold membership, you will receive email updates. You will receive 25% off of Financial Legacy System products, services, and events, and also a free copy of my ebook, Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less. The Gold free Gold membership could save you up to $365 in 1 year alone. But before I go into all that, I want to talk to you about my new Financial Legacy System, and I call this Biblical Truths Impacting Generations. It's all about the legacy. And I've broken it down in such easy terms. The Financial Legacy System has four easy steps. Step one is to attend my workshop, Financial Legacy Workshop, and or my webinars. I have four webinars that are going to be coming up this year. I'm so excited about it. I'm going to talk about each one of those in this hour. The first webinar is going to be on January the 11th, and it's called 7 Steps I took to triple my income in 1 year. I went from X amount of dollars in 2012. This year, 2013, I tripled my income. I'm going to teach you the 7 steps that I took to reach that milestone. My second webinar of 2014 will be on April 12th, and it's called Coming In and Going Out, and it's all about budgeting. I'm going to talk a little bit about what my ebook covers, but it won't be as in-depth as my ebook, but it will get you going. I'm going to talk about that later. My third webinar of 2014 will be on July the 12th, and it's going to be called Debt to Debt Free. That's pretty self-explanatory. We're going to be talking about debt elimination and how you can go from being in debt to being debt-free. My fourth and final webinar of 2014 will be on October the 11th, and it's called Retirement Readiness. Of course, that's self-explanatory. It's all about retirement. I'm going to talk about that later in the hour as well. So those are my overall financial legacy workshop covers everything from simple budgeting to retirement to paying for mortgage to general estate planning. So the webinars are kind of snippets of my overall broad, expansive financial legacy workshop. So if you cannot commit to that entire 3-hour financial legacy workshop, you can attend the 1-hour webinars throughout 2014 to get little snippets. But I always recommend the workshop, of course, because it's all-encompassing. So step one of my new financial legacy system is attending a financial legacy workshop and the financial legacy system webinars. That's step one. Step two of my financial legacy system is choosing your financial legacy plan. And I have 3 options, whether it's foundation, which is the basic one, which goes over budgeting. There's also freedom, which goes over budgeting, debt elimination, and emergency fund planning. And the future financial legacy system plan, which goes over everything you can ever imagine from A to Z, budgeting, spending, debt elimination, emergency plan, retirement, college, mortgage elimination, everything you could think of is in that. Step three of my financial legacy system is the financial legacy plan quarterly follow-up. This is so important. This is about accountability. What happens a lot of times when I work with individuals and families to put their financial plans together, what happens is they have a plan, it looks awesome, they get started, but a lot of people get discouraged. For whatever reason, they get busy and they don't follow the plan. This will allow you to be accountable so that you don't fall off, so you don't just, you know, take the plan and put it in your drawer and it collects dust. This is a follow-up quarterly. I didn't want to do it every month because I thought that was overkill. Don't want to overkill. So quarterly would be amazing. So what comes with the quarterly follow-up is you're assigned your own financial legacy specialist, which is amazing. You also have a 30-minute phone call where you can talk with your financial legacy specialist about any concerns you have. But before that one phone call in that quarter, you can also have up to 9 email questions you can ask your financial legacy system specialist, which is amazing. And you also receive every quarter a custom progress report, so that if there's anything that you're missing, you can get back on track, and they can really go over the things they recommend for you. You may be doing everything just right, but if not, they can give you tips, they can give you recommendations to get you back on track. Step four of the financial legacy system is the annual plan review and recommendations. This is so important because life happens. People, children are born, children grow up, you get married. You know, life happens, and it changes all the time. So it's very important that even when you have a plan, that you review it with your financial legacy system specialist every year so that you can make sure that you're on track and that there's not any tweaks or changes that need to be made. Okay, I said a whole lot this first show. And right now I'm going to take a really, really quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of One Day by Skillet. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
Tick-tock, hear the clock countdown. Wish the minute I could be rewound. So much to do and so much I need to say. Will tomorrow be too late? Feel the moment stepping to the past. Like sand through an hourglass. In the madness, I guess I just forget. To do all the things I said. Time passes by. Never thought I'd find enough. One step behind. Now I've made my mind up.
Working with clients and students, I found that creating and sticking with a budget is something that can be challenging. I wrote my ebook, Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less, as a response to the budgeting challenges that most of us face. I, like so many other people, have had times where I reached the end of the month, was broke, and had no idea how I got there. As I've worked with clients, I found that many of them have systematically gone deeper into debt because they lived on more than they made and relied on credit to make up the difference. I teach my clients that if they'll commit to living on less than they make by creating a written monthly budget, they'll reach their financial goals. My proven budgeting strategies are outlined in my ebook and will put you on the path to reaching your financial destiny. Email me at sherrygray@themoneymom.org to learn how to get your copy of my ebook, Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less. Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray. Thank you for joining me again for this special show. This is a virtual party. I'm celebrating over 100,000 downloads to date and counting. I'm so excited. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening live, whether you are downloading the podcast, the old shows. I am just so honored to be a part of your financial destiny. And I'm always amazed. I don't know why I'm always amazed, but God continues to amaze me. He just continues to amaze me over and over and over again. Everything in his word is for our lives and for our benefit. And he didn't leave any stone unturned in regards to every aspect of our lives, including our money, including our finances. He has given us a handbook. He has given us a guide and say, okay, I'm God. I created you. I know what I'm doing. If you want to know what to do with your money, then you need to open my book and start reading. I did that. And it was amazing. You know, sometimes everyone doesn't have that time to go over every financial scripture that is in the Bible. That's okay. I have, in my workshops, I don't talk about every financial scripture. I give you a basis, a foundation to launch you into your own study. I give you a foundation to say, okay, this is what God says you need to do with your money. Search it on your own. I'm going to give you step-by-step guide, but it's up to you to apply what you've learned in the workshop to your own finances. And I talked last segment about my new financial legacy system. I'm so excited about it. It's brand new, and it's going to be, I think it's revolutionary, but, that's me talking about the system that I created. So take that, with a grain of salt. But it is, of course, based on biblical truth. So it is all about God's word, and I've broken it down into steps. Four easy steps. Step one is, of course, attend one of my financial legacy system webinars and especially the workshop, which is all-encompassing. Step two is to choose your own financial legacy plan based on where you are, either foundation, freedom, or future. Step three is my financial legacy system plan quarterly follow-up, which is vital for you to stay on track with your plan once you have your plan. And step four, of course, is the annual plan review and recommendations, which is so important. I'm going to kind of camp out in step one because that's the most important step. You got to do step one before you do everything else, and that's attending the workshops and the webinars. As I mentioned before, my first webinar of 2014 will be on January the 11th, and it's called 7 Steps I Took to Triple My Income in 1 Year. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 2 years ago, I just want to give you a little bit of background about where I came from. Kind of gave you that in my bio, but a couple of years ago, I was an environmental, I was a government contractor, and my contract was ending soon because of budget cuts. I worked as a contractor for the Environmental Protection Agency, which is completely different from what I do on this show. It's another stream of income for me in addition to what I do on here on with helping people with their finances. Anyway, 2011, my contract was coming to an end in the next few months, so I didn't make it a decision whether I was going to work for another company or I was going to work for myself. My husband and I talked about it. We prepared. We decided that I was going to start working from home for myself. My passion, my heart is in financial planning for people. I love talking about money, but it was not my primary source of income. It was something I did because I love to do it, not because I made a whole lot of money at it. So in addition to what I do as a financial certified personal finance counselor, my main position, my second business is as an environmental consultant, which is completely different from what I do here. But it is multiple streams of income is very, very important. It's one of the things I teach as well. If you have one income and it's not you know, getting to where you need to be. Maybe you need to look at a second source of income. That is a vital thing. That is something that is viable, something you may need to consider, and that's what I did. So the way I was able to triple my income is to use my education, my past experience, and to become a consultant. And I was able to triple my income in 1 year with doing so, with having my consulting business as well as my financial coaching business. I do this, what I'm doing right now, from my heart because I love it. There's nothing wrong with doing what you love, but if you need to get to another level financially, you may need to consider a second source of income the way I did so that, you know, I can make money as a consultant and still be able to pour into you and not be concerned about making money. So it has been truly a blessing, a freeing thing to be able to do that. So a few things. I've done this as a preview. I did a preview a couple of months ago at an event where I previewed this webinar, 7 Steps to Triple My Income in 1 Year. And I only went over step 5, 6, and 7 because I want to give you my little taste. I want to give you the whole thing. So I'm going to go over those same 3 steps, 3 of the 7 steps right now with you tonight. So step 5 is to build a team. This is so important. When you first start your business, the way I did two years ago, 2011, full-time, it is important to build a team. And that doesn't mean you go out and hire people, you have employees, you have a staff, because really when you first begin a business, most people, it's just them, and that's okay. But what I mean by building a team is you need to have people who you work with, who work with you, who can do things that you can't do. For instance, you need to have a certified public accountant. You need to have a CPA on board. Now, this is someone who doesn't work for you, is not your staff person. This is just someone who does your taxes, who can give you tax advice, who can give you certain financial advice in regards to your business structure. This is so important because this is something, I'm not a CPA. I don't do people's taxes. I think because I'm in the financial arena, people think that I could. But I know my lane, and my lane is to create budgets and financial plans for people, not to do their taxes. So that's very important. You need to find someone who can do your business structure for you. Whether you do it on your own or you hire a company to do it for you, are you going to be an LLC? Are you going to be incorporated? What are you going to be? Sole proprietor. You need someone who can help you with marketing. An amazing website that I found that someone recommended to me that I've used over and over again this year is Fiverr. It's www.fiverr.com. That's Fiverr with 2 R's .com. It's amazing. I cannot design a postcard. I cannot design a website. That's not my lane. It will look horrible. You need to hire someone at a reasonable price to do those things for you. I love Fiverr because they give you basic marketing tools for $5. You can do add-ons and things like that, but it's very affordable and all about starting a business, you know, really starting anything affordably. So that's amazing. And you want to have eventually have your proper staff. Again, you want to consult with the CPA, whether you want that staff person to be a contractor, whether you want them to be an actual staff under your company's entity, you need to figure that out. Number 5, building a team. Number 6, the 6th step I took to triple my income in 1 year is to create a productive working environment. Because I work from home, this is so important. What I did a few months ago, it changed everything. I actually went through my entire house decluttered. I threw away so many bags of junk that we have had accumulated over the years. It's amazing. I have a dedicated workspace that's just for work, and I use it every single day, so I feel like I'm at work. Very important. I actually hired a cleaning person. I'm one of the cheapest people on the face of the earth, but I have a cleaning service that comes in only once a month, I know most people do it every 2 weeks, but I'm still frugal once a month to come in clean because I need to free up time to work and earn money. You know, I struggle with that because I'm like, oh, I could clean myself. But the thing is, I could pay a cleaning person $25 an hour to clean my house in 3 hours. I could make triple or quadruple that in an hour. Double, triple, quadruple that in an hour just by me doing my own work. So I'm still netting, you know, double, triple money, even if I pay her rate. So I'm still making money, so I had to release that. You also want to limit distractions. It's very important in creating a productive work environment. You want to limit distractions. So easy to do, especially if you work from home, radio, television, personal phone calls. Sometimes you got to tell people, look, I'm working right now. I can't talk. I'll call you back later. I mean, you could be nice about it. Don't be rude, you know. But that's very important. The seventh step that I took to triple my income in 1 year is to make a daily schedule. I have a to-do list. Sometimes I'm not always good about making the daily schedule, about following the schedule, but that's okay. Tomorrow is another day. So those are the last three steps to triple your income in 1 year. Number five is build a team. Number six is create a productive working environment. Number seven is to make a daily schedule. All right, that was a whole lot in that segment. So right now I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to take a really, really quick break. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few. Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and thank you for joining me for this special show, virtual party celebrating over 100,000 downloads and counting. So thankful for you guys being here. Last segment, I talked about my first 2014 webinar, which is called Seven Steps I Took to Triple My Income in 1 Year. It's going to be, again, January the 11th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can email me at sherrygray@themoneymom.org. That's S-H-E-R-R-I-G-R-A-Y at themoneymom.org for registration details on that webinar and any of my future webinars and workshops. Again, the webinars and the workshops are step one of my new financial legacy system, Biblical Truths Impacting Generations. Again, if you call in this hour, you can do so at 347-996-3266, and you can call in during any of my shows. And if you call in with a question or comment, or if you're a guest on my show, you will receive a free gold membership, which includes email updates, 25% off of all the Financial Legacy System products, services, webinars, workshops, events, everything, and a copy of my ebook, Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less. All right? Very good. So the second webinar 2014 that I'm going to be hosting is going to be on April the 12th. It's going to be called Coming In and Going Out, and it's all about budgeting. It's going to, again, be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm trying to keep it simple. All my webinars are going to be the second Saturday of that particular month, January, April, July, October. So this one's about budgeting, and what I go over in this webinar is amazing. You know, before I talk about that, the awesome thing about webinars that I love about technology is that they're online. So you can be a part of these life-changing events no matter where you are in the world. And after every live webinar is over, I will stay online to answer your questions. So don't wait. Don't hesitate. Your time is now. You need to sign up by contacting us at sherrygray@themoneymom.org and get full registration details. Okay? Again, college this hour will also be entered to win free admission to one of my 2014 Financial Legacy webinars. So two free admissions will be given out tonight. Not given out tonight. We'll roll them into the next show. All right? So back to my second webinar of 2014, which is going to be on April the 12th. It's called Coming In and Going Out. It's all about budgeting. A lot of people want to leap into, you know, getting out of debt. They want to leap into, you know, saving for retirement and things like that, building wealth. But the very first step, I tell people, you have to know where you are before you know where you're going. And the way you can do that, to know where you are, is by budgeting. What happens with people when they budget, well, first of all, let me back up. A budget, according to John Maxwell, is simply telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. I don't know about you, but I have reached the end of a month, end of a few months, and wonder where all my money went. I didn't want to do that anymore, so I created a budget. With a budget, top of the budget, you list your combined income. Not just your income, you have a budget, and your spouse has a budget. Not just the budget you get from your main job, but your main job, your side job, all incomes combined, that is your income. Then you want to list out each one of your expenses. And this can be, the first time you do it can be a little cumbersome, especially if you haven't done one before, a budget before, or if you haven't done one in a long time. But the good thing about a budget, the first one you do, you knock it out, you use that first budget as your template for future budgets. Every month won't be exactly the same, but once you've done your first one, it's going to make the other ones a lot easier to create. So, again, list all of your expenses. You want to list them out. Whatever your lights, your water, your gas, your rent or your mortgage, your monthly car payment, your monthly credit card payment, monthly student loan payment, all those things are in that budget. And you'll be surprised at how much we actually, well, what happens with people when they do a budget for the first time, and some people for the first time in a long time, is when they list out their expenses, they list their combined income, then I tell them to subtract their expenses from their income. What happens the majority of the time is that people are actually spending more money than they're actually making. The goal with any budget is to have a positive number at the end. Once you subtract your expenses from your income, that number should be positive. If it's not positive, it's negative, you have some work to do, okay? Because the goal with any budget is to live on less than you make. That's the only way you're going to have the money to begin to reach the financial goals that you and your family have created, have set for yourselves, whether it's through your own plan, whether it's through a plan that I've created for you. You have to begin with the budget and to, you know, live on less than you make, and maybe have to make some temporary but challenging changes to your budget where you're not spending the way you used to spend, where you're not utilizing your money the way you used to. A lot of times people are very resistant to change, but sometimes to get to where you've never been, you have to do something you have never done before. Okay, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So we don't want to keep doing what we've been doing. We want something new. We want something different. We want something better. In order to get that, we're going to have to make changes in our budget. We're going to have to make changes in the way we spend. It's not to say that you can't ever have anything ever again, but say we got to be more proactive. We got to be more deliberate with how we spend our money, so we can reach those financial goals, so we can get out of debt, so we can begin to save for our future, save for our children's future, so we can leave a financial legacy that you, your God, your community, and your family will be proud of. Talked a lot again. Right now we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Trust in Jesus by Third Day. This is a song that has a very special meaning to me. A couple of months ago, I attended a Christian women's workshop, and it was amazing. And Friday night of that weekend event, they featured the band Third Day. I was so excited. I couldn't wait because this song got me and my husband through his bout of unemployment, me, you know, transitioning from my government contracting work to transitioning to working at home full time. What a leap of faith both of those events were. You know, my husband being unemployed, me being the sole breadwinner, he made more money than me, and he didn't have income anymore for 9 months. 2 years ago, me transitioning from being a government contractor to working for myself, all on my own, you know, I am, you know, the worker, I'm the HR person, I'm the accountant, I'm the marketer, I'm everything. You know, trying to make it all work, being a mom, being a wife as well, you know, working in my church, serving in my church. You know, I'm trying to do all those things, and it requires such a level of trust. I can't even, you know, describe it unless you've been there to step out on faith and say, I'm going, no matter what the situation looks like around me, no matter what my finances look like, I know God has made me a promise that he is going to make my finances are blessed. He's going to grow them, you know, slowly but surely. If I stay faithful, he will be faithful. He sees that I'm faithful with my money, with my finances. He's going to make it grow. And that's exactly what he did. He tripled my income in 1 year. My husband got a job after 9 months and has been promoted on his job. God's word never fails, but even in the midst of the valley, even in the darkest hour, we have to trust in Jesus. We have to trust his word. There's no way around it. So right now I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Trust in Jesus by Third Day. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few. Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I love that song, Trust in Jesus, by Third Day. Like I talked about the last segment, I had an opportunity to hear them sing it live, Trust in Jesus. It was amazing. So last segment, we talked a little bit about my second webinar. We talked a little bit about my third webinar of the 2014, which is going to be July 12th. It's called Debt to Debt Free. That is self-explanatory. Again, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you tips about how to become debt-free. You can do it. I can do it. Any of us can do it. It just requires a little bit of dedication. And what I teach is what Dave Ramsey calls the debt snowball. This is a concept that's been taught, you know, by many, many people. He kind of coined that term for it. But it's simply listing your debts from smallest to largest. And you're going to use any extra money. See that extra money in the budget. This is where it comes in. You're going to use any of that extra money to do a couple of things. I teach people to pay down the debt. So I'm a little different than Dave Ramsey, but I teach people to save the emergency fund and pay down debt simultaneously. You can split it any way you like, 80% to debt, 20% to saving emergency fund. You can have a set dollar amount to your emergency fund every month, set dollar amount to your debt. But the goal is to save and pay down debt. But you want to use that some of that extra money to put towards that smallest debt, pay that off. Once that smallest debt is paid off, roll that old payment into the next one, and the next one, and you'd be amazed at how much quicker. You know, you could go. I have a scenario in my Financial Legacy System workshop that shows you how someone who owes a certain amount of money at a certain interest rate, it will take them 25 years to pay that debt off. If they simply add an extra $200 a month to that debt, they will pay it off in 4 years. It's amazing how a little bit goes a long way. God is just saying, be faithful with a little, and I will make it much. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So that's going to be Debt to Debt Free. That's going to be amazing. My fourth webinar of 2014 is going to be October the 11th. And it's called Retirement Readiness. And, of course, it's about retirement. And I'm going to ask you some questions, pose some questions to you. Have you started thinking about retirement? Do you have a retirement plan? Do you know how much money you'll need when you retire? And do you have enough money right now? Are you in the right position to retire the way you want to retire? I ask people, what percentage of your income do you want to retire on? Do you need to live on? 100%, 80%, 50%? Have you even thought about it? So this webinar is amazing. It's going to start your mind to working, thinking about these questions and thinking about answers to the questions. And what I also teach people, again, it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But my tip is to start small. People get overwhelmed with all of this, the planning, the budgeting, the college, the retirement. You have to start where you are. Start small, saving for retirement. If it's $50 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is, and work your way up. I recommend at least 10% of your income should go towards retirement. Okay, at least 10%. So, but do not despise small beginnings. You have to start somewhere. So very, very important. We're going to talk about that in more detail during that webinar. So, again, the great thing, the awesome thing about the webinars is that they are online. Anybody, no matter where you live in the country, where you live in the world, you can participate. So that will be amazing. And that those webinars, workshops are part of step one of my new Financial Legacy System, which is going to put you and your family on the path to reaching your financial goals and you leaving a financial legacy that you, your community, your God, your family can be proud of. I'm so excited about this show. I'm so excited about you tuning in. Thank you so much for allowing me to reach 100,000 downloads. It's been an amazing ride. I can't wait to see what God has in store for me and for this show in the future. One of the things that I am so excited about in my starting in January 2014, my next show will actually be after my my first webinar. It's going to be January 21st, and it's going to be a slightly different format. It's going to be a one-hour format, but I'm going to have 1 to 2 guests on every show. And these are going to be real people who will ask their own personal financial questions, which I will answer live on the air. It will be like having a free financial consultation without leaving the comfort of their home. It's amazing. And each guest, of course, anyone who calls up the comment or who is a guest on the Money Mom show will receive a free Financial Legacy System Gold membership, which, of course, includes, again, the email updates, 25% off of my product services and events, webinars, workshops, as well as a free copy of my ebook, Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less. So that is, and it could save you up to $365 in 1 year alone. So if you have any financial questions you need answers to and would like to be a guest on the Money Mom Show in 2014, you can contact us by calling us at 703-628-8968 or by emailing us at sherrygray@themoneymom.org. My goal with the Money Mom Show 2014 and forward is to engage real people, give them hope for their financial future, and inspire those listening. Again, you can listen to my live shows at blogtalkradio.com/themoneymom. But if you happen to miss the live shows, don't worry. You can listen to the recordings of my past shows at themoneymom.org or at blogtalkradio.com/themoneymom. Thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, I hope something, again, that I've shared with you has touched you, has informed you, has inspired you that you can do this. And we're going to do the debt-free challenge again in 2014. I did not reach my goal of paying off all of my husband's student loan debt at the end of 2013. 2014 is a new year, and my goal is to pay off the entire $60,000 student loan debt in 1 year by December 2014. It means I got to work like a Hoover slave. I got to work like crazy, but that's okay. I love work. I love helping people. I love just being my own boss and doing what I do. So it's been an amazing ride, and I cannot wait to see what the future holds. And if you have any questions that you didn't get a chance to ask during this hour, you can always call me or email me. And I just want to, of course, what I started in 2013 with at the end of my show, and when I continue it with this show and in 2014 shows going forward, which I'm going to do one show every month next year, so keep an eye out on my Blog Talk Radio page. But I want to end the show with an old school song. So this was out when I was in college a gazillion years ago. So this song is called Why We Sing. It's by Kirk Franklin and the Family. So excited. So thank you guys again for just making this show so special for me, for being faithful to downloading, listening live. I appreciate you. I honor you. I thank you, and I hope that and know that 2014 is going to bless you and blow you away. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I will see you next time.
For some who don't understand our purpose, may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family.
Someone asked the question, why do we sing? When we lift our hands to Jesus, what do we really mean?
sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm
happy. His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's the reason
why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason. Come on, say glory.
Glory, God.
Thank you, Jesus. You're the reason. Can we say it again?
Someone asked.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
at times we may be crying,
and nothing's even wrong.
Nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing because. In here. Glory!
Glory,
hallelujah. You're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why.
I know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you.
I give the praises to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
Listen. And when the song is over, we've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you.
And if somebody asks you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole world no.
When we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
to study war no more,
to study war no more,
we will sing,
a song to Jesus,
the one whom we adore,
the one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because. You're my melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song in my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus. You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I'm